The Radio Buzz, the top talk radio stories of the day. President Obama is attempting to come to the aid of homeowners trying to refinance underwater mortgages. Isn't this move just playing politics ahead of 2012?
Well, it certainly is playing politics, not just the president, but many Democratic members of Congress have been increasingly concerned about what's been happening in the housing market, that it isn't getting better.
That's John Weicker, director of the Center for Housing and Financial Markets at the Hudson Institute, speaking with Forrest at WREC in Memphis.
What they're doing is making it possible for people who are really deeply underwater on their mortgage to refinance.
In order to be eligible, you have to have been making your regular monthly mortgage payment every month for the last year. But
people in markets where the price of housing is still dropping are not likely to be in strong local economies. Making their monthly payment on their mortgage has probably been difficult.
Will it help?
The industry is already saying they don't think this is going to help very many people.
Well, we'll have to see if the industry is right. Buzzing right along to this one, the New York City public school system is making headlines with details of a planned sex ed curriculum obtained by the New York Post.
There's some crazy stuff in there, and it really highlights, I think, the problem with having a politically run government education system that really takes away the responsibility and the rights of parents to decide what their children learn.
That's policy analyst for the Center for Education Freedom, Adam Schaefer, speaking with Rob at WGST in Atlanta. Assignments include students going to stores and noting condom brands, prices, and lubrication types, researching a route from school to a clinic that provides birth control and STD testing, as well as noting its confidentiality policy, role-playing with other students on how to resist sexual advances, and on negotiating condom use. Wow.
It shouldn't be surprising, unfortunately. This happens quite a lot across the country. It's not just New York City. It's not just, you know, liberal states like California. This pops up a lot. And what it highlights is that, you know, people have a very different value systems, and it's very easy for bureaucrats and public school educators to think that they know better than a parent.
The curriculum is recommended, but not required.
Parents should have, in this case, they have a very narrow opt-out. I think they should have an opt-out of the public school system.
Yes.
School choice is really the only way to put parents back in charge.
The curriculum is planned to start in the city sometime next spring. I'm Jessica Curtis, and that's your Talk Radio Buzz from Fox News Radio.